Trump's comments are totally unacceptable. They're a huge insult. And I feel for all those families and veterans who will be particularly hurt by these remarks. But people know that I've always opposed Donald Trump's in his attitude and his approach. And it's a question of his character. But there's also a question of the character of those British politicians who've been supporting Donald Trump, who've fawned over him. And I'm particularly thinking of Nigel Farage. I think people should question what Farage and Reform and where they now stand, given this huge insult to our brave soldiers.
Do you think Trump should apologise, should be encouraged to apologise? Should the Prime Minister demand an apology?
I think the Prime Minister should demand an apology from President Trump. He should make it clear that British soldiers gave their lives. There are many veterans who have life-changing injuries for the sacrifice they made. And I think he should join me in questioning those British politicians, like Nigel Farage, who keep supporting Trump.
What are your thoughts, if you have any, on the possible return of Andy Burnham to Westminster politics?
Well, I think people are jumping the gun a little bit. There's a lot to go, but it does suggest that within the Labour Party, there's a lot of unhappiness and splits, and that's not good for our country. We need a government that's not as weak as this one. We need a government that's going to focus on the cost of living and sorting out our health service and making sure our army and our armed forces have what they need and not distracted by internal squabbling.
On the subject of local council election delays, you said that Labour is running scared of the electorate and denying millions of people a voice at May's local elections. But a Liberal Democrat-led council has asked to postpone its elections as well. Is that a case of the pot calling the kettle black?
Not at all. In the case of Cheltenham, they were elected just 18 months ago and are about to be abolished next year. And so they're worried about the cost to the taxpayer. Many of the elections that Labour and Conservative councils are asked to be cancelled. The last time those councils were elected was 4 years ago, and some of them have had elections cancelled once or even twice. So it's quite outrageous what the government is doing. It's the Liberal Democrats who are wanting to change the law so elections cannot be cancelled.
So what would you like to see the government do? A U-turn on this?
I think government should completely U-turn on this. And where councils are up for their term, they should have elections. It's vital for our democracy that voters get a chance to both cast their verdict and say what they want in the future.